Genesis. Now, could there be a gap? Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book The Great Dinosaur Mystery Solved. Ken, I'm sure you're referring here to the idea that there's a supposed gap of billions of years between the first two verses of Genesis chapter 1, right?
Yes, Mark, and this is called the gap theory. Now, there are many different versions of this, but they all in some way try to fit the supposed billions of years of Earth's history between Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and verse 2. But you know, the Hebrew grammar does not allow for such a gap. Now, this gets a little technical, so just bear with me. Genesis 1, verse 2 begins with, "and the earth." The "and" there is called a vav, and when it's connected to a noun like earth, it's called a vav disjunctive. In the Hebrew grammar, this means the verse is a comment on verse 1. It's not a part of the sequence of the narrative. Now, in verse 3, we read, "and God said." When the vav is connected to a verb like said, this is called a vav consecutive. This means this is part of the sequence of the narrative. Thus, Genesis 1 verse 1 actually connects directly to verse 3. So verse 2, where there's alleged to be a gap, is a comment or description of the earth in verse 1. Well, here's the bottom line with all of this. There's no gap between the first two verses of Genesis.
Are you aware that Genesis can be a powerful springboard to sharing your faith? That's one of the intriguing themes in Ken Ham's new booklet on effective evangelism. It's found free on our website, answersradio.com.